Hi. If you are a parent wanting to know more about children and bipolar disorder, this podcast is for you. It may seem that talk of bipolar disorder has increased, especially for children. Every magazine, newspaper, and television show seems to send the message that bipolar disorder is on the rise, and they often give a list of symptoms that could be applied to just about any child. If your child is very active, defiant, or aggressive, parents may wonder if they have bipolar disorder. But would you believe everything you hear in the media? Of course not. What we hope to do in this podcast is to help you better understand bipolar disorder and the common misconceptions that are associated with it. Of course, a doctor should be seen to rule in or out a formal diagnosis, but arming yourself with clear, fact-based information is a good first step. What is bipolar disorder? According to the National Institute of Mental Health, quote, bipolar disorder causes dramatic mood swings from overly high and or irritable to sad and hopeless, and then back again, often with periods of normal mood in between, unquote. The periods of highs and lows are called episodes of mania and depression. A child in a mania state may not sleep very much, may be extremely irritable, and may have much more energy than usual. Another indicator of a child who is experiencing a state of mania is that he appears unafraid of strangers and may act inappropriately with them. It might be a depressive state if your child seems to be extremely sad or withdrawn, if your child cries more than usual. Other depressive clues include not wanting to play or have fun, being tired, or wanting to sleep more than usual, wanting to eat much more or much less than usual. What causes bipolar disorder? Scientists don't really know the exact cause of bipolar disorder, but they do know that it tends to run in families. Although the child's environment may play a small role in highlighting behaviors associated with bipolar disorder, it is not caused by bad parenting or by a lack of structure or discipline in the home. Bipolar disorder is not anyone's fault. Doctors diagnose bipolar disorder by talking to the parents and children and finding out what types of symptoms they may be having. The symptoms that might indicate a child has bipolar disorder are the symptoms of mania and depression mentioned earlier. Often, doctors may ask about relatives with similar symptoms. That is known as taking a social history. Treatment for bipolar disorder usually includes medication, counseling, and training for parents to manage the home environment in a way that everyone can get along. This is not always easy. Doctors sometimes have to try many different types of medication before they can discover what works best for the child. Some of the possible medications may include Zoloft, Risperidol, or Abilify. So how can you be supportive? Dealing with bipolar disorder can be difficult, and it takes a great deal of patience and understanding. The best advice is to be honest with your doctor about what your child is experiencing. It is better to treat bipolar disorder sooner rather than later. Other things that may help include keeping a flexible schedule, being aware of the possible side effects of medication, making sure to find support for yourself as a parent, and addressing any questions or concerns with your doctor. Friends and family may not understand what your child is experiencing, and although they mean to be helpful, they may suggest things that frustrate you, such as being more strict or trying negative punishments. Be willing to consider all of the suggestions that your doctor may make, and know your child's behaviors are not always a choice. We hope that this podcast has given you some useful information. However, this is just a start. For further information, you will want to contact your doctor or call a local counseling center. This podcast has been written especially for you by Becky Stoffel and Ashley Hurley. Copyright 2009. For more information about this and other behavioral, health, and safety issues for children, go to www.sbbh.org. www.pitt.edu.